Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's episode deals with the topic of forgiveness and how vitally important it is for each of us to understand forgiveness and what exactly forgiveness is. Essentially, forgiveness refers to letting one go or releasing one from a debt that can never be repaid. Once again, forgiveness means releasing one from a debt that can never be repaid. And so in the Greek New Testament, the word for forgiveness means to send off or to send away from one. I'm going to be reading this evening from Matthew chapter 6, verses 12 through 15. Matthew 6, verses 12 through 15. Jesus is instructing the disciples on how to pray. And so, this is what Jesus states in verse 12, quote, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," literally. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So, take a look at verse 12. And notice carefully, or notice the language very carefully, "and forgive us our debts." So we have the word debts here in the text, and it refers to a trespass that makes reparation obligatory. And then we have the adverb "as," and this is an adverb of obligation. "And forgive us our debts," that is, a trespass that makes reparation obligatory, "as we forgive or send off from our debtors." The language is very profound and very telling. And it is therefore very important that believing ones understand what Jesus is saying. So, in verse 14, we have, quote, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Now, the word that has been translated as trespasses in verse 14 is a Greek word that means sin involving guilt. Sin involving guilt, or one may say fault. Something that was done to another. "For if you forgive men or send off from men their trespasses." So the word trespasses does not mean something different in this context. The word trespasses is a mistranslation that was made by the Church of England prayer book. Now, notice what Jesus wants us to understand. He is speaking to his own. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Notice the equation, and notice how the equation is balanced. When you and I do not forgive, our lives are not in balance. Our lives are not in focus. It is a very profound reality. And therefore, in order to have balance in one's spiritual life, one must do what? One must forgive. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive or send off from you that which you have done. Verse 15. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And so this is a very powerful reality that you and I must consider. We might struggle against forgiveness because we might think that we have suffered a heinous and a woeful and obscene type of injustice. You have no idea what I have seen or what I have experienced or what has been done to me. And yet, we have these words from Jesus that says that it is necessary in the nature of the case that we, as believing ones, practice forgiveness. Here's a very painful and unimaginable example of forgiveness. As Jesus hung on the cross, he said to those who had treated him in such a terrible manner, "Father, forgive. Forgive them. For they know not what they do." So, yes, forgiveness can be painful. But unforgiveness is much more painful. Unforgiveness have left many people sick. And people may be asymptomatic for disease, but there is disease. The disease may not manifest itself in the body because it is a disease of the soul. The soul is diseased. Now, there may be global sickness, or the appearance of sickness, or the belief that one is sick when there are no immediate answers, or the person is asymptomatic for any disease or pre-existing conditions. But nevertheless, there something is going on in the heart or the soul. Someone drew anger, drew pride, and notice that when pride and anger are wedded, they can create stubbornness. And the individual may resist the necessity to forgive. Forgiveness is such a profound and necessary reality in our lives. Stanford University has an institute for forgiveness. Or it is called the Forgiveness Project. Check it out. check out how important forgiveness is. You and I should know the importance of forgiveness because our Lord talks to us about the importance of forgiveness. Notice verse 15. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So, Jesus had to speak about this to his disciples not one time, but many times. In Matthew 18:21, we read, then Peter came to him, quote, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, we are to practice forgiveness. And then Jesus moves from there into the parable of the king that would take account of his servants. And here, in this very powerful parable, again, we have the case of an obligation or a debt that can never be repaid. So, as we read down, Jesus says, so, verse 35, quote, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Korrektomata is the Greek word here. It means fault or a sin involving guilt. You and I are members of one of another. We are members of the body of Christ. We are to practice forgiveness. And if there are those within the community who say, well, I cannot forgive because of how heinous this injustice was or it was done to a relative or an ancestor, I cannot forgive, that's something to be taken to the Lord. Because this is now turned into sin. And if we do not confess, if we do not forgive, then we are not living life as we could. Forgiveness is God's healing balm that is applied to one's soul. It is God's answer. It is God's word. It is what God has said you and I must do. And if you say, well, I don't have the power or strength to forgive, we have an almighty God who can give us what we need. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. If you need to start there, start there. But go before God and seek his forgiveness, ask his forgiveness, confess to him that you need to forgive a party or parties that have committed a grave injustice to you and you don't know how to release. Ask him for his grace. Ask him for the grace to teach you to do what you need to do. God loves you. Have a blessed evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich.